This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Allison Keys in Washington.
I wear the mask because I hear about the smoke is coming from Canada, and they say it's very dangerous. So that's why I started using it again.
People are wearing masks and limiting their time outdoors as the skies above New York City turned orange. And health experts warned people along the East Coast to stay indoors if possible, as ash from Canadian wildfires pollute the skies.
I'm Chris Mavridis in Toronto, where smoke has reduced the visibility here at times to less than a quarter of a mile. Ontario's premier has issued a plea not to light campfires anywhere in the province, but no official order has been made yet. Next door in Quebec, it's already the worst wildfire season on record. More than 500 firefighters are battling 120 out-of-control fires north of Montreal, and awaiting help from 600 American firefighting personnel and water bombers now on their way.
18-year-old Sean Jackson and his stepfather, Lorenzo Smith, were killed right after the teen got his high school diploma in Richmond, Virginia. CBS's Nicole's Ganga reports the gunfire sent hundreds fleeing.
Authorities believe an ongoing dispute between Jackson and the suspected gunman, 19-year-old Amari Pollard, led to the fatal encounter.
I wouldn't say he was waiting for him. I think there was an interaction, and then it appears that the suspect went to his car to retrieve the gun and then returned.
Jackson's 36-year-old stepfather, Lorenzo Smith, was also shot and killed.
New information now in that probe of former President Trump and his handling of the classified documents found at his Florida estate. CBS's Bob Costa.
Sources close to this classified documents investigation tell CBS News that a charging decision on a Trump indictment is now possible in the coming days as special counsel Jack Smith begins to wrap up his interviews of key witnesses.
It is Pride Month in the nation, but one of the largest LGBTQ advocacy groups, the Human Rights Campaign, has issued its first ever nationwide state of emergency for that community. HRC's Catherine Oakley cites laws in many states, including Florida, banning gender-affirming care and discussions about gender.
There is absolutely a chilling effect where people don't necessarily understand the contours of every single piece of legislation, but they know that there's scary legislation out there, and they want to stay away.
Republican Utah lawmakers rallied with parents and children toting the Bible, protesting a school district's choice to ban it from middle and elementary school libraries. They carried signs saying remove porn, not the Bible, after a district decided it was too violent or vulgar. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
would
that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This is the time of the show where we're going to plug the Civic Media app. Wausau, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Amory, Madison, Waukesha, Oshkosh, and we're still growing.
What should we call this radio station? Rebecca, and she came up with, what about Radio or No?
Radio or No?
Radio or No? Welcome to Radio or No. What do you think?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Is all fair in love and milk? 844-967-2789. There's a serious milk war going on, and we've talked about this some with legislation that Tammy Baldwin, Senator Tammy Baldwin, has co-sponsored. And on the, actually, I think Ron Johnson, so on the Dairy Pride Act, which, Greg, do you know what the Dairy Pride Act stands for?
Protects all gay cows.
Yes, exactly. The defending against imitations and replacements of yogurt, milk, and cheese to promote regular intake of dairy every day act.
I hate those things.
So that's
much.
The Dairy Pride Act. And then there's also the Curd Act, which Johnson has also, he signed on to that one. But both are about, both legislations are about mislabeling non-dairy products. Even though the FDA has already come out saying that almond milk, soy milk, all of the other plant juice, as Jane likes to call them, can call themselves milk as long as they're honest about what goes, like what their ingredients are. Well, now Big Milk has got involved.
Go get him, Big Milk.
And not only has Big Milk got involved, but Aubrey Plaza, of all of the celebrity spokespeople you could get, is at the forefront of this. And this has been an ongoing saga. This is not, so this commercial that she was in, I've had this bookmarked for a while, but as of this week, there is now a legal battle over it. So let's start at the beginning. So why is Aubrey Plaza getting involved in the milk wars?
Yeah, the thing is, when I watched the commercial, like, I think Aubrey Plaza is not only very talented, but I think she strikes me as someone who's incredibly smart.
Mm-hmm. So for people who do not know who Aubrey, if you watch Parks and Rec,
yeah.
She played April in Parks and Rec.
I'm sorry, April Ludgate Dwyer.
And then, yes. And then she was also most recently in the most recent season of White Lotus.
Mm-hmm.
Dark black hair. She's like famous for deadpanning, ridiculous things. And she just has a very
sardonic.
Yes. And so she is in this new satire commercial that is paid for by Milk Processor Education Program, or Milk PEP, which has been described as the quasi-governmental dairy industry organization behind all of the Got Milk ads that I'm sure Greg and I grew up with. Jane, yep. You remember.
Oh, yes.
And so let's play the commercial.
Hi, I'm Aubrey Plaza. You know me as an actress, but I'm also the co-founder of Wood Milk, the world's first and only milk made from wood. Wood milk started with a simple idea. I saw a tree and I asked myself, can I drink this? As it turns out, the answer is yes, if you make it into milk. Here at Wood Milk Orchards, we grow our trees the old-fashioned way, right out of the ground. And we're certain our eco-friendly, artisanal, free-range wood milk will be the only milk you'll want to drink for the rest of your life. Why? Because you're thirsty. And because you want it. Because you want that wood as your milk. Our wood milk is bottled right here in the forest, which locks in the flavors like oak, cherry, maple, and of course, mahogany. And if you can't pick your favorite, that's okay, because they all taste like wood. Now let's take a look at how wood milk is born. Not born, exactly. More like squished into a slime that's legal to sell. If a tree falls in the forest, can you make milk out of it? Now it's time to enjoy the fruits of our efforts. Not fruits, wood. Got wood? Is wood milk real? Absolutely not. Only real milk is real. Then what did I invest in?
So first, it's funny.
It's hilarious.
Really funny.
As an SNL sketch would be hilarious.
But that's the thing. It is not an SNL sketch.
Yeah.
It is a actual commercial of a milk organization, lobbyist firm, attacking plant-based
juice.
Milk products and
milk.
Juice.
It's milk.
And so like this goes beyond the legislation. They've obviously also behind the lobbying efforts behind the legislation of the Dairy Pride Act and the CURD Act. But it's so funny to me because on the one hand, like there's so many different ways to go with this. First of all, it's ridiculous. And also, happy Dairy Month to everyone in Wisconsin. But it's like, first question. Because there's so many different ways that I want to go with this. Because there's, on the one hand, there is Aubrey Plaza. It seems like a weird choice for her to step into like the culture wars that milk plays, which there is. There is a culture
yes.
war thing.
No,
here.
No, I know.
So like bookmark that for a second. Then there is also the fact that like, is non-dairy milk really cutting into milk's like profits so much that this is, it's worth this? Because now they're breaking a federal law with this ad.
Yeah.
So now they're in trouble for even running this ad.
How are they in trouble?
So basically, a public health nonprofit, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, filed a complaint last week asking the USDA to stop the wood mill campaign for violating two rules meant to prevent agriculture advertising from playing hardball. One, the ad breaks a federal statute prohibiting statements that, quote, may be false or misleading or disparaging to another agricultural commodity. And two, Milk Pep's CEO said the campaign was created in response to a current FDA proposal to allow plant-based beverages to label themselves as milk, but the trouble is it uses USDA funding, which is illegal when the goal is to influence legislation.
Wow.
So, like, nice. There's the legal aspect of this.
So,
and there's also, like, is this a big deal?
So, I feel like there's a sub-question under your second question, which is how much are the, you know, oat milk, all those cutting into their market share. Well, the question is, if it is, does making those companies not call themselves milk gonna do anything about it?
Yeah.
Like making, like to me saying you can't call yourself milk does nothing for anybody, because I don't know about you, but when I go, I mean, I don't buy milk. I don't drink milk anymore. But
do you drink any of the other?
I do drink. Yeah, I do, okay. Because better for myself. I just can't do milk anymore. I think from when I just was a vegan and came back.
A lot of people can't do milk or dairy
but
products.
The thing is, if I want to buy milk that comes from a cow, I'm going to go to the supermarket. I know exactly where that milk is. If I want to buy almond milk, I know exactly where to go to. I'm not looking for the word milk. I'm just looking for the item that matches what goes into my brain.
But do you think subliminally? Thank you.
You're welcome.
When the product was first entered into the market, having it be milk adjacent was part of the adoption of it? Like, had we called it plant juice, as Jane likes to call it, It is basically that, because it comes. I do like the fact that she said,
well, then why don't we call it cow juice?
I looked at this tree and I looked at this wood and thought, I could drink that.
I mean, then why don't we call it cow juice or almond juice or oat juice juice of magnesium? Milk of magnesia? Juice of magnesia. That was an old reference.
No, I know, but I'm saying what came first was milk.
Yeah.
And so in the entry into the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what came first. Soy milk? Sure.
Probably.
Yeah. Yes.
And they called it that, I would assume, off of all their testing and their focus groups and everything, because they thought that would lead to the most adoption for this new product. And what is it most similar to?
Yeah.
Had they called, who knows, maybe they tested different names or different what else they could call it. And so, like, is there something that, like, subconsciously people see it as a substitute for milk in their cereal, in their milk, in baking products?
Yeah.
But, like, is that happening enough to, like, really disrupt the dairy industry?
I mean, I don't think so, because anybody I know who drinks milk drinks milk.
And yeah.
I drink soy milk when I drink, or like a substitute. So I think it's just these dairy farmers. Yeah, I said it, you dairy farmers. They're hypersensitive and they don't like change and they're all gruff in their boots and they're making a bigger deal of it. And now they got themselves in trouble. And the thing was, I was going to say with Aubrey Plaza, she seems very smart, but like the thing, there's two things about it. She seems very smart, and I think she is. So why would she do this commercial? Like, to me, it has to be the paycheck. There had to have been a good paycheck then, where she just said, I don't care. I'm trying. She's been trying to broaden her horizons anyway. She's been in more movies and like blah, blah, blah. But also, it's funny until the very end when she's just like, real milk only comes from cows. Or like, you know, like, it just is like, it's like real, like, ooh, okay, all right. Ugh. And before, you were just drinking some wood. This was funny. Now it just seems like you're preaching. And it doesn't seem right coming from her. Like, she's the type of person who would tell a dairy farmer, I'll call it, like, you know, almond blood if I want. I'll call it whatever I want. You can't tell me what to call it, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, I'm sure to a certain extent her, you know, association and desire to do ridiculous projects and say, like, nonsensical things and, like, what the script was fit into it of, like, oh, yeah, this is funny. But and maybe didn't think of, like, the bigger terms. But it's like she's kind of stepped into, and like I didn't really know this exists, and you know more about it, and we can talk a little bit more after the break. But like there is like alpha male, like right wing Twitter people who are like adamant haters of almond milk. And there is like this derogatory term of like soy boy. And like there's all this stuff as far as like using non-dairy milk as like a substitute to make fun of libtards and the like goopy East Coast elites and all of that, as far as they can't have real milk because they're not real men and real women and all of that. So it feels like, did she know what she was stepping into? All right, we gotta go to a break. What do you think? Is all fair in love and milk? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, and we'll be right back.
You're in Texas, but look, you can't catch a perch on a 5-inch hook. And I'm no stranger to Tennessee whiskey. My old fashioned's got Wisconsin branded. Pacific Coast got sun for days. But California's dreaming of Sheboygan's waves.
Okay, so yeah, it's more of a drunken venison meat sweats dreaming. But you know, you forgot to snort the tums.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
I've been a tireless public servant for over a decade. Before that, worked nearly 6 years on Wall Street. I'm an economist, a lawyer, and somebody who cares deeply about whether or not what our politicians are doing make each of our lives better. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Know anybody who's been an economist, a lawyer on Wall Street, but is from just down the street? Worked in the public sector for over a decade? Won a rugby national championship and played in Carnegie Hall? Well, I do. It's me. Come tune into The Maggie Dawn Show, where those who know want to go.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. It's shaping up to be a cool overnight period with 52 degrees and mostly clear skies, light northeast winds, sunshine 79 for Thursday afternoon, warmer on Friday, still plenty of sunshine and up to 83. We could see some showers and thunderstorms late Friday night into early Saturday. Right now it's 55.
CBS News Brief. The air is smoky and hazy in more than a dozen states. Wildfires in Canada are to blame. CBS's Matt Piper.
It's a serious situation in New York City.
I can't breathe.
A little worried about where they're breathing up today.
Even the FAA is slowing traffic at LaGuardia Airport due to the haze.
Tens of millions of Americans are facing air quality alerts. A deadly post-high school graduation ceremony shooting in Richmond, Virginia. 18-year-old Sean Jackson and his stepfather, Renzo Smith, were both killed. Jackson's aunt.
That he was going to be gone, I would have hugged him a little longer. I supposed to do his hair on the weekend.
The latest on the classified documents case involving the former president, CBS's Graham Cates.
Former President Donald Trump's legal team has been informed that he is the target of a federal criminal investigation being led by special counsel Jack Smith.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Do you get sick of the news? Wonder what it's all about and why it matters to you? Tired of the talking heads? Want to move beyond talking points? For those that want to know, there's only one place to go, and that's the Maggie Dawn Show. Come listen to a pragmatist that gets beyond the politics.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Mondays through Thursdays at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little officialer? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinably Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinably's got you covered then too with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinably beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinably. Drink Wisconsinably Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. It's shaping up to be a cool overnight period with 52 degrees and mostly clear skies, light northeast winds, sunshine 79 for Thursday afternoon, warmer on Friday, still plenty of sunshine and up to 83. We could see some showers and thunderstorms late Friday night into early Saturday. Right now it's 55.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsinably Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsinably's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsinably beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly when you drink Wisconsinably. Drink Wisconsinably Beverage Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5 The Tap. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. It's the Tom Ball Show, the Civic Media Rated at Work. It is now 1:33 on the time and temperature sign across the state of Wisconsin, along with Jeff Perry and Aaron Zommers on the board, producers and engineer. We welcome you back into the program. Great to have them along. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, U.S. Congressman Mark Pocan. Great to have them both here and have just cool, honest dialogue, right, guys?
Remarkable stories they had, and inspirational, right? As well. Very good to hear.
Yeah, and I mean, to me, you know, as a guy growing up out in Richland Center in rural western Wisconsin, you know, I didn't have the courage, I think the biggest thing, I wish we would have had more time to get into this, but I wanted to be respectful of their schedules. They were both very, very kind, and I want to thank their staff as well, for both Senator Baldwin and Congressman Pocan for carving out just a few minutes, because they're in session and doing things right now out in D.C., and so it was very kind of them to coordinate the schedules and both be here. I wish we would have had more time, because I would have liked their opinion. We'll have them back another time, maybe when they're out of session. But I would have liked to ask them if their journey was similar to mine, in that it's not so much that you are afraid of violence. So, I mean, today it is, right, in some places. But for me, it was, you don't want anything to be different. You don't want your friends or your family to treat you any differently than before. It's the fear of change. I don't, for friends of mine that know me well, I don't like change of any kind. I like things. I like routine. I like to travel, but like in my daily normal life, I'm not a big fan of change.
One thing that I always think about in topics like this is, if you're worried that telling somebody a truth about yourself is going to make them treat you differently or worse, at least, and it's not something you think they're going to get over, you don't really want to be their friend anyway. However, that's easier said than done.
Like, exactly.
If you're close to this person, you don't want to lose them.
Exactly. Because I agree with you mostly, Mr. Zommers, except that, you know, there's always that little thing, you know, like, I think I know this person, or I think I know how they act, but you don't know for sure. And even there might be a small chance, you dwell on the small chance instead of the larger chance, right? It's just human nature, I think.
There's just, especially since this is such a common thing, thankfully increasingly less so, that people are intolerant of for seemingly no reason.
And interesting to hear from Senator Baldwin that it was basically when she decided to run for public office, which kind of encouraged her to finally come out. Similar, so I ran twice for state assembly. I lost both my races for state assembly, but I ran in 04, and then I ran in 08. And so I called up former Congressman Steve Gunderson, a longtime Republican and friend who was out of office at that point. And I said, you know, when you grow up in western southwest Wisconsin in a rural community, coming from a church family and happened to be a Republican and happened to be gay, the number of people that you could call for advice is small, and it starts and ends with you. and Steve Gunderson said, well, it's nice to be at the top of somebody's list. and he kind of said, great advice, right? Great advice. And he said, first of all, I think you have to be happy, and you have to live your authentic self, and you have to be happy first. Don't look for happiness in politics. Don't look for happiness in your job. Look for happiness in being yourself. And he said, if you're ready to make that decision to come out, he said, do it to your friend, do it with your friends and family first. Because if your friend, do it with the people that you love, I think is what he said. Do it with the people that you love. Because he said, once the people that you love know, and you're okay with that, he said, it disempowers everybody else. They no longer have power over you, because you just don't really care about it. If the people that you know and love know, the rest of the people, screw them. I shouldn't say screw them, but I mean, the point is that their opinions really don't matter. And he was so right about that. It's a simple piece of advice, I'm sure, for people who are hearing it that don't go through it, but it's powerful. And he's so right, because once the people that you know or love know, it's like an enormous weight is lifted off your shoulders. Now, I say that, and I know that I am fortunate, know that I'm blessed, because I can tell you that when I came out at 38, I'm 53 now, when I came out at 38,
I can honestly tell you, I didn't lose one close family member or one close friend because of it. And that's extraordinary. I know that that doesn't always happen. And sometimes people are ostracized from their families. That was not my case. And I feel very fortunate about that.
Yeah, I definitely have some friends my age who, when they came out to their parents, like I remember specifically one of my friends who's transgender, when they came out to their mom, they're like, oh, you'll always be my little boy. And it's like, well, I literally am not.
Right.
It's just, that's not how, and they just didn't understand.
And I think that's, I don't want to say it's a whole other discussion, but I think it's, in my personal opinion, I think it's a higher bar in terms of angst and a challenge to come out as a transgender person rather than coming out as gay. Just my, that, based on my own personal experience. That's my personal thought on that. But it, the point, it was I was enormously blessed, enormously fortunate that I didn't lose any family and friends after I came out. And Steve was right. It's enormously freeing once you could just be yourself. And it turns out that most of my friends and family kind of had some idea anyway and didn't give a crap. So, I mean, they just didn't give a crap. And so that's encouraging. And I look at younger generations. I think for some younger generations, it has certainly gotten easier, or at least amongst their peers. To Mr. Zahmer's point, that I think still the older people, parents or other people, it's still harder to come out even in today's society.
Yeah, I've got a couple of kids that are high school age, Todd, and their generation of people don't really seem to have much of a problem with any of that stuff. It's like Aaron said, it's the older generations that seems are dragging their feet on the acceptance.
Yeah. What do you think about this? Give us a call. Weigh in. 844-967-2789. Let's have a discussion on Pride Month, on coming out. Do you know somebody who came out? Did you come out personally? Are you looking for thoughts on somebody that you know who might be thinking about coming out? 844-967-2789. Give us a call. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you on a Wednesday afternoon. Because I think it's important that we have discussions about this, right? It doesn't matter. Look, we'll take all callers, whether you agree with me or not. Happy to take your call. But we need to have, because the only way we're going to understand one another is by having a conversation about it. By being willing to have calm, cool, collect conversations and understanding each other. I think, I think most of us have friends or family that they say they're, you know, not pro-gay or whatever. But again, they don't think they know anyone who happens to be gay, right? And once you know someone, and they're your friend, your family, your confidant, and you're like, well, I mean everybody else. I don't mean you, right? If you know someone, you understand them. It's a whole other thing. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to Chris in Janesville. Chris, welcome to the Todd Allball Show. What say you?
What say me? So the older generation resonates with me. My best friend from grade school, when he came out, my mother for years said, oh, no, he's just going through a phase.
Right. Right.
But I'm proud to say that my mother has grown.
That's awesome.
I'm so sick and tired of hearing people fight against all of this stuff. And we talk about being inclusive. We talk about accepting everyone. And then we always have these people that are going, no, no, no.
Right. Why do you think it is that what has caused your mom, and congrats and applause to her, what has caused her to grow? Do you think it is knowing your friend who happens to be gay, or do you think it's something else?
No, so knowing my mom, I know she doesn't listen to this station, so I can say that. Right. She's found that they have friends that they've known for quite some time that are gay.
There you go.
And she has come to accept that, okay, it doesn't matter, you know. So
That's such a cool story to me because I had the same experience with a couple of people. Like when I came out to them, they said, well, instantly they got defensive, but in this kind of way, they said, well, this isn't going to change. This isn't going to change anything. This doesn't change anything. And I'm like, no, it doesn't. Look, good. You know, I mean,
look, I'm 49 years old. And when my best friend from grade school, when I came out of the military and we went on a, I'm going to just say road trip as in a ride in the car. And that was all we were doing.
Right.
he came out to me and I said, and I had just gotten out of the military. I said, well, don't try to change me. I was such a jerk about it. And he said, well, it doesn't matter because you're not my type.
That's a great
line. I'll be honest with you. This is what changed me. Like, what changed my mindset was I called him a week later. I'm like, what do you mean I'm not your type? We like all the same stuff.
You were offended, right? You're a little offended, right? I'm not good enough for you? Yeah. Oh, that's a great story. I appreciate you so much for calling and sharing this because what you just said there, these couple of stories, this is exactly what's going on in people's lives, living rooms, workplaces, all across the state of Wisconsin. And I think this is my point, that we too many people don't think they know someone who's gay or trans or bi because they just haven't come out yet. And once you know, once you know someone first as a person, I think it makes a lot less difference in terms of your relationship if they happen Correct. To be gay or otherwise.
Correct.
I really appreciate Chris calling in, and props to your mom. Props for you also for having the thoughtfulness to think of your friend.
Well, I appreciate what everything that Civic Media Radio does, and I love listening to your show. So,
well, thank you so much. We appreciate it, Chris. Have a great day down there in Janesville. We appreciate you. Give us a call. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you in terms of Pride Month. Great stories there by Chris, by the way. So typical of a lot of situations where you know someone as a person before you know their sexuality. And it always floors me when I hear these things like, you know, well, I didn't know they were gay, or I didn't know they were bi, or I didn't know they were trans. Well, I mean, if you meet a heterosexual person, you go up to someone and say, hi, my name is Todd, and I sleep with women. I mean, you don't introduce yourself like it's straight, right? Like, hi, I'm straight. How are you?
Hello, my name is Aaron, and I am a breeder.
Well, you know, there are condoms available, Mr. Sommers, but the point well taken.
And it took this long for me to find out why I never got a date in college.
But the point is, you know, this whole thing about, well, you should have told me if you were gay or not. Well, that's to the point of Tammy Baldwin and Mark Pocan, right? That they don't go around in their congressional vehicles with rainbow flags and pink triangles. And as Jerry Seinfeld once said, not that there's anything wrong with that. But the point is, they go and do their jobs, and they happen to be gay. I tell people, you know, look, being gay is a part of who I am. It's not who I am. It's not something I worry about or think about every day. And I think that the more that we can get to know people as human beings, the better off we are as friends and neighbors and family members. Because it all turns out, here I am, for those of you watching on video, I've got my Milwaukee Brewers mug. Love the Brewers, love the Packers, love the Badgers, love the Bucks. Like to do all the door stuff. And some people don't like to do it. I mean, we're all different human beings, but we're human beings first. Before our sexual identity. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go to the phones. Gary in Madison. Thanks for calling in. Gary, what say you?
Good afternoon. Great topic. I have a story that tops even other stories that I've had in myself. So it happened
Hang on, Gary, get up on the other side of the break. Hang on. Back after this on the Tom Bull Show.
Knucklehead CBD.
Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.